Truth.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, the home of free speech. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and keep the free speech flowing. While you're at it, go to nationalbugle.com and click on the co-certified link. Download the co-certified app. You too can lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle. Today's Monday. Monday is the day we always have Mark Collett on the show. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. It's great to be here. And for those listening on David's show, it's kind of, this week's going to kind of be like a Mark Collett sandwich. You'll start the week with me on Monday and you'll end the week with me on Friday. So a bit of a new experience, but it's good to be here. And it's also good to be able to help David out when he's not around. I know he's on important business and I know you'll all be looking forward to him getting back as soon as possible. And I hope he'll be back for Friday's show so we can do our usual David and Mark combo on Friday. But today, it is me and Patrick, and I'm very much looking forward to starting the week with you guys.
Oh, likewise. So, there's always a lot of things going on, but sometimes you have to take a step back. There's a lot of stuff going on, but what's really important? And we really need to have priorities. And, you know, in order to ascertain priorities, you have to take into account not just what's true or not true, or what might be true, or even what's interesting, but what matters in terms of our struggle. So just for instance, I was talking to somebody over the weekend who was saying that he or she, I can't even remember who it was, has heard that there are that Joe Biden has doubles, that there are multiple Joe Bidens. And the Joe Bidens, you know, they look similar to each other and they're used for different purposes or whatever. And, on the one hand, I think, you know, you can look at like, it probably goes back a couple, the ancient Romans and Greeks were probably doing this with their theater. But, I mean, you can certainly look back for decades of, you know, movies and TV, impersonationists, people who impersonate people for a living. And Rich Little back in the day was a really good impersonationist, if that's what you called him. And he would do Richard Nixon. He was pretty good, but you would never actually mistake him for the real Richard Nixon, at least not in person. So on the one hand, I think it's kind of ridiculous. But on the other hand, what if it was true? Because I'm willing to assume that maybe 10% of the stuff I think is ridiculous and reject out of hand. Maybe 10% of it's actually true. What if it were true? How important would it be if Joe Biden actually had doubles who were filling in for him sometimes?
Well, I can tell you this. If it was true, I would be rushing my way to see Mr. Biden and asking him, where do you get these doubles from? Because I could do with a double, or several doubles, in fact. Then I could vastly increase my work rate. Can you imagine that, Patrick? I could do two or even three times as many shows a week.
How about that? That would be.
I think it would be pretty good. It'd be pretty good. I think that would certainly be interesting. And I could also get up to some neat little tricks. Can you imagine the amusement you could have if you had several doubles? But I don't know whether he has doubles or not. I'm being a little bit facetious. I do find it quite ridiculous. I find it quite a sort of strange prospect that he has doubles. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if at times certain political leaders have had doubles for certain reasons. It wouldn't completely shock me. Whether Biden has doubles or not, I don't know. I don't know. He might do. He might not. I'm inclined to think he doesn't. Do you know why I'm inclined to think he doesn't, Patrick?
Why?
Because nearly every time he appears in public, he makes an absolute fool of himself and cocks up. He says the wrong words, he stumbles, he does inappropriate things with people who look underage. he's not a very slick operator, is he? Now, this really amused me the other week because there was a picture of Joe Biden on the front of Time magazine with a pair of aviator glasses on with Putin's reflection drawn in the... did you see that?
I saw that picture, yes.
And it really, really made me laugh because there's Biden being presented as this kind of alpha male, tough American leader going there to confront Vladimir Putin. Now, let's face it, if Joe Biden and Vladimir
Putin... Right? I mean, you know, okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but if they actually did have a confrontation, if those two did actually bump into each other and sort of it got heated and came to blows, how would that end? It would end with Putin absolutely physically destroying the man. Biden is like your insane, dementia-ridden granddad who gets wheeled out for Thanksgiving and Christmas and put back in his box for the rest of the year. That's the kind of man he is. And the reason I don't think he has body doubles is because if he does have body doubles, they're all fantastic at acting equally incompetent. And I just don't think that's the case. I think if there was Biden body doubles, they couldn't all be suffering from the same mental problems, unless they were literally clones, which I think we're probably...
There is that theory out there, too. There actually,
I think we're probably pushing the realms of believability totally if we're saying they're clones. But my point is, I don't think that all of the Biden imposters would be potentially good enough to pull this off and all do an exact, you fluff the lines in exactly the same way. I don't think that's the case. I think they wheel Biden out. He doesn't look like he's with it. I can totally get down with the idea that he's an absolute puppet president, that he is just wheeled out, says what he wants. I understand. I've seen these cards that he has in front of him. I've seen people snap the cards that he has in front of him. So we know that he's given these little cue cards. And with these cue cards, he says potentially what's meant to be the right thing or tries to. We already know the press have been briefed not to question him, not to push him on things, not to ridicule him, not to make fun of him. So, you know, President Trump would have done something very minor. President Trump might have turned around and knocked a bottle of water off a stand by mistake and picked it up, and it'd be front page. Does Trump know what he's doing? Water bottle gets knocked off mid-conference. Is he even with it? You know, Biden falls up the stairs onto Air Force One three times, and people are just smiling and, you know, nodding their heads as if that's completely normal, and presidents do that all the time. And bizarre. So no, I don't think there are clones out there. I don't think there's doubles. And also, if there were doubles,
honestly, though, Gerald Ford did fall down a number of times. He stumbled, but not three times on one stairs.
But if there were doubles, I'm not particularly sure how you could prove it or how it would make a particularly large difference in anyone's life. I'm more focused on looking at what Biden says and does, looking at his policies and picking those apart and explaining to people how those policies are not in their interests.
Right. So, okay, so the idea of body doubles, I think there's pretty reliable information that Stalin had body doubles who, you know, would fill in on Red Square military parades because he didn't want to be vulnerable standing out there. I don't know for sure, but that would be a pretty reasonable thing. And then on September 11th, 2016, when Hillary was running for president and she fainted at a September 11th memorial event in New York, and she had to get dumped into a car and driven off and got taken to some building. And then a few hours later, a woman in sunglasses and a scarf dressed like Hillary walked out and got into a car. And maybe that was a decoy. Maybe that was a so-called body double. That, you know, it wasn't somebody making a speech. It's just somebody who got into a car. So that's possible. With the Biden thing, I mean, what kind of bang for the buck are they getting? Because, I mean, first of all, how many people really think that Biden is running things anyway? And really, how much difference would it make if there was on the one hand, if there was just an old bumbling Biden, like we assume, and he's got a bunch of people around him that are actually running the show, or if it's, you know, there is not even a Joe Biden, there's just a few different doubles that they use here and there, and those same other people are actually running the show. What, I mean, is it really worth going through a lot of pictures of earlobes in order to try to figure this out?
You see, that's a very important point. I don't believe Joe Biden is making the decisions. I don't believe he is intelligent enough or compos mentis enough. I don't think he's all there. I think he's in a bad way. I think he was the man they put forward for the job because he's an establishment man. He'll say what's needed to be said. And he's someone that wasn't going to brutally divide the Democratic base. So I believe that if Bernie had won the nomination, he would have divided the base, the Democrats' base. I think that there'd been lots of Democrats who would have been uncomfortable voting for somebody who was openly a communist. I think there would have been a lot of people who didn't like the idea of that, a lot of people who were uncomfortable with that, and there would have been people who pushed back against that. And I think that's an important point. So they wheeled him out. They wheeled him out as a guy that wasn't going to divide, that was going to unite. Somebody who, I mean, let's face it, he did have a track record. His track record under Obama was one where people would have seen him as somebody who was a steady hand, maybe. He was somebody who was a guy that could have been relied on. And I think they wheeled him out for that. And they wheeled him out because they thought he had the best chance of galvanizing people to beat Donald Trump. I think that was it. I don't think there was any particular other reason for this. Don't think he's got body doubles. And I think since he's got in, he has basically turned up, done the bare minimum, waved his hand at the crowd at the right time, stood in front of the camera and answered very, very softball questions. And I believe that's about the long and short of it. I don't believe there's much else to this. I don't believe there's some absolutely huge conspiracy relating to this. I do, however, think that plenty of policies have been passed, such as the policy we talked about in depth about a month or so back, threatening to seize people's property and the property and assets of their children's spouses if they were merely accused of aiding the Russian state. I think things like that are very, very important. I think things like that are things that should be scrutinized. I think we should be talking about things like that. And things like that, when you raise them to the public, are things that the public look at and think, well, that is actually important. I need to know about that. I need to talk about that. That's potentially something that we should be worried about. And I believe that raising those kind of points and exploring those points and exploring those policies and their effects on people and the potential implications of those policies, I think all of that is far, far more important than talking about whether Biden has a body double, which is something that can't be proved. It's something that, even if it was proved, what particular difference would it make? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but I believe that we should be focusing more on things that we can absolutely prove and that affect people's daily lives. I think that's it. That's very important.
So the gentleman with the RBN program right before mine, Richard Carey, who is the host of Beyond the Official Narrative, he said this a couple of months ago. He was one of his co-hosts mentioned something about, I don't know what it was. It was something that maybe is plausible, but Richard's reaction was, you know, we have a hard enough time convincing people of the most important issues about which we have the most evidence. So, you know, why would you try to sell something that's even harder to wrap your head around that makes less of a difference? But the quote was, we have a hard enough time convincing people of the most important things where we have the most evidence. And we still have a hard time with that. And, you know, so that's, I think that's important. Now, I'm going to just grab another thing that people talk about, and there will be some people in the audience who probably take this seriously, and it's chemtrails, right? Which, you know, is something I, when I first heard about it, I just thought that's absurd, you know, that the airplanes, the jet airplanes flying at, 7 or 8 miles high in the sky are spraying us with chemicals to, you know, make, dumb us down or make us compliant or whatever. But, you know, of course you've got, so that's 7 or 8 miles away, sprayed in the air, and with the hope that some of it's going to get into us. Then you've got fluoride in the water. Well, we do drink, some people, I guess not very many people drink tap water anymore. I do. And maybe that's why I'm so gullible. But most of the tap water with the fluoride in, most of it is used to flush toilets and take showers and water lawns and whatever. And very little goes into people's bodies. You've got stuff, additives to food, to drinks, to food. And that does go into our bodies. And then, of course, now you've got the prospect of mandatory injections of experimental gene therapies masquerading as vaccines into our very bloodstream. So, I mean, there's kind of a spectrum of foreign chemical agents that possibly might be getting into our bodies from the very, very remote through the very diluted, through the actually ingested, and then finally the injected. There's kind of a spectrum there. And so what should the priorities be?
Well, I've always looked at the chemtrail argument with a large degree of skepticism. And the reason I've looked at it with a large degree of skepticism is for a couple of reasons. And some people might think, some people might initially just turn their nose up at the fact that I've said this at all, that I'm talking about this. But the reason I've always been doubtful about chemtrails is similar to the reason I was doubtful about the 5G stuff that came out around the time. And that's really interesting, because I remember when 5G was being rolled out, there was a lot of people, including David Icke, who were absolutely desperate to convince their followers that 5G was going to be frying their brains, that 5G was going to have this huge effect. Some of them were saying that COVID didn't exist. It was actually 5G that was causing the illnesses, that 5G was what was going to actually wipe people out, which was going to hurt people, which was going to cause the problems. And I remember hearing a lot of this at the time, and I was immediately very skeptical. And when I say skeptical, I mean, I didn't believe it at all. I didn't believe it for a minute. And the reason I didn't believe it isn't because I'm some kind of gullible fool who just believes everything the establishment says. That's not for a minute what I'm actually like. But the reason I didn't believe it is because here in the UK, 5G is being rolled out, just like it's being rolled out in many other parts of the world. But where is 5G being rolled out in the UK? Well, it's being rolled out in big cities like London. Big cities that are full of liberals, full of non-whites, and full of government ministers, bankers, powerful financiers, the places where people...
Mark, that's because the globalists are the real racists.
That's the thing. It's being rolled out in places where people are ultimately the most liberal and the most susceptible to the globalist message. So, for example, the largest rollout of 5G in the UK is in London. And London is our capital city. Now, our capital city is full of ministers, it's full of bankers, it's full of celebrities, it's full of people who are part of the global elite. It's got Europe's banking hub there. It's got all of the media, the mainstream media. It's got the largest concentration of people who voted against Brexit, who are the least nationalistic of people in the UK at the moment. And if 5G was a government plot to fry everybody, what would happen? Well, you'd fry everybody in London. You'd fry a lot of people in the ethnic heartlands, which are the high density housing in city centres all over the UK. And you'd also be frying all your government ministers, all your civil servants, all of the mainstream media, all of the bankiers and financiers. And then if you held the Brexit vote about a week or so after this mass frying of all these people, Brexit would win by an even greater majority.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And then if you held the Brexit vote about a week or so after this mass frying of all these people, Brexit would win by an even greater majority, because the places you'd have left would have been the smaller towns, the smaller cities, the old white working class areas. And what effect would that have? Well, actually, you would be reversing the demographic changes we're seeing in Britain today. The rollout of 5G, if it was a mass a tool for the mass destruction of our people, the people dying, the people who were being got rid of, would actually be the people that were the ones that the government either supported or were bringing here to replace us. So if the government is trying to wipe us out, if the government, the bankers and the mainstream media are trying to wipe us out by bringing people here to replace us, the 5G towers would not only kill those trying to replace us, but would also wipe out the people brought here to replace us, completely undoing the globalist plan that we've been talking about for years. So what I have to ask myself when I look at these so-called globalist plans is, A, do they make sense? And B, are they in line with other plans that we actually know are happening? So, for example, we know the globalists are bringing millions and millions of immigrants every year to the West to breed us out. So if the globalists also had a plan to kill millions of immigrants brought here, that doesn't really go hand in hand with the other plan. And with the chemtrails, I looked into that. I looked at both sides, and I came to the conclusion that ultimately, if we were being sprayed by these giant airliners, firstly, that spray would have very little effect, because when you look at crop dusters and other spraying devices, they spray far closer to the ground. If you spray a mile up in the air, that stuff, you don't really know where it's going to land. It could land anywhere. It could be swept away. It could be swept across the ocean. It could be swept onto the continent. It could be swept hundreds or thousands of miles around the world before it finally came down somewhere. So it'd be a very imprecise way of taking care of business, so to speak. And secondly, bearing in mind how imprecise that technique would be, how on earth would you actually ensure that the people who'd come up with this plan survived this plan? How on earth would you ensure that the people who were desperate to initiate this plan of mass destruction and genocide would actually get away with it? Because Boris Johnson, the people in the mainstream media, you know, the Hillary Clintons, the team Biden, the mainstream Republicans, all of these people who are bringing the immigrants here to obviously get rid of white people, how do they evade this? Well, they have several ways to evade it. Firstly, they have bolt hole countries like Israel. And secondly, they live in very, very secure, gated communities where they don't actually face any of the problems of mass immigration that the likes of you or I or normal, regular, everyday folks face. Now, we know that. That is a fact. And that explains how they can do certain things and not get any blowback from it. That explains how they can get away with what they're doing without feeling the same pain as normal people. So, for example, here in the UK, normal people are exposed to these grooming gangs. We know that. Normal people are exposed to the problems of multiculturalism. The elites are not exposed to the problems of multiculturalism because they live in gated communities. They're protected. They often have private security. They do not send their children to schools where there are Pakistani Muslim men waiting at the gates to pick their children up and take them away and do horrific things to them. Why? Well, we know that, and we know that's not happening. We know that's not happening because we know they send their children to private schools. We know they send their children to special boarding schools, places where those things don't happen. So all of that can be explained. But if you believe in the chemtrail stuff, which you're free to believe in it, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you have to just throw this off and just trust me. I think you should do some more research about it. But if you believe in the chemtrail stuff, how are people like Boris Johnson, how are all these people in the media evading it? How are they making sure that their sons and daughters and their loved ones aren't falling foul of this, you know, cloud of toxins that's landing on top of the rest of us? Well, they couldn't, because it'd be completely indiscriminate. Now, I believe what they do is very discriminate. I believe it's very well thought out. I believe it's very well planned. I believe it's something that they've spent decades and decades thinking through, preparing, getting ready. And they've also ensured, as you know, we know that there are many powerful Jewish people involved in this. We know there are white people who are powerful who are involved in this. And they all have a way out of this. They all have a way out. And their way out is bolt holes. Their way out is gated communities. But there's no gated community. There's no bolt hole that can save you from toxic clouds of material raining down from the sky. That just isn't the case. You wouldn't be escaping from this. So not only would this be efficient, but it would target everybody. And I don't think they're doing that. Now, are they doing this with this vaccine? Well, the answer is much more likely yes. And that does make sense. Well, how does that make sense and chemtrails not make sense? Well, I'll explain. With these vaccinations, nearly everyone gets the same vaccination, but it would be very easy for leading people who are celebrities, people in the media, leading bankers, leading members of the establishment to get a different jab. And it would be even easier for entire nations such as Israel just to get shipped placebos.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Members of the establishment to get a different jab. And it would be even easier for entire nations such as Israel just to get shipped placebos or to get a different jab altogether or get a different batch of the vaccination. That would be possible. And that would be highly specific and highly targeted. So whereas dumping huge amounts of chemicals into the atmosphere would be completely random, completely crazy in terms of where it ended up, it would be would be random in very many ways. It'd be random where it ended up, and it'd be random who it affected. The jab would be very specific. It would affect specific people, i.e. the ones injected. So you could unleash a jab upon the population that could do an awful amount of harm to anyone who took it, and simply tell those in the know, the global elite, the 1 or 2% at the top, don't take the jab, or we've got this special jab for you, which is just saline solution, a placebo. And I think that makes sense. I think all of that adds up, and it's logically correct. And I don't see how anyone could argue against that. I'm sure some people will argue against that, but I believe that all makes sense. It all adds up. And I actually believe that's what they're doing. And that's why I won't be taking this jab. And that's why I won't be talking about chemtrails, but I will be talking about the effect these so-called vaccinations have on people. And what's more, that is evidence to back up what we're saying. And evidence is a very important thing. I posted this on my Telegram earlier today. Let me just whiz this up and I'll read it out to you. 2 weeks ago, my brother's 13-year-old son had his second COVID shot. Less than 3 days later, he died. The initial autopsy results done Friday were that his heart was enlarged and there was some fluid surrounding it. He had no known health problems, was on no medication. Now, you can already see that children are dying from this. You can already see the results of this. You can see the fact that people are taking this jab, they're getting tinnitus, they're getting blurred vision, they're going blind, they're having skin reactions, they're getting blood clots, they're having strokes, their legs are going black and yellow and purple with all kinds of horrible circulatory problems. All of these things are actually happening. They're all verifiable. We can see them. As of yet, the whole chemtrail theory has yet to point out anybody who is having an adverse reaction. So what do I suggest? Well, I suggest
anything to it, right?
Yeah. What do you suggest? Well, I think we both suggest the same thing. I think we focus upon things that are actually having an effect on our people.
Right.
I think we just focus. Yeah. We focus on the real issues.
Focus on the most pressing issues. I mean, obviously,
well, not the most pressing, not just the most pressing, but actually real issues.
Yeah,
one is a real issue and one is not.
Diplomatic here, but you know, there are people who call the chemtrails conspiracies, fluoride in the water conspiracies. There are also people who call the idea that there's bad stuff in food that it's there intentionally or whatever conspiracy, and people who say the questioning the vaccine is a conspiracy. And I'm in complete agreement with you about your assessment of chemtrails, your assessment of the vaccine, complete agreement. But just for the sake of argument, let's just say that you thought all of those were real things, from the chemtrails through to the vaccine, that all of these are real things. But still, what about priorities? I mean, even if you thought they were all real, an airplane 8 miles above you spraying indiscriminately, or somebody's actually injecting something into your vein with a needle. What's the more pressing, proximate threat to you?
Well, the pressing threat is obviously the needle, but the needle is also very provable. And I tend to talk to people or present evidence to people that is evidence that they can look at, that they can digest. And once they've looked at and digested, they can say to themselves, yes, I understand where you're coming from. Yes, I understand that this is actually something that bothers me. Yes, this is something that I can see, something that can be verified. So when I talk about the issue of the vaccination with people, I say to people, quite honestly, you know, here's evidence. Here's evidence of the death toll. You know, and I often cite this, you know, 388 people died in England and Wales in 2020 of COVID who were under the age of 60 with no underlying health conditions. I present that evidence. And then I say, bearing that in mind, there were less people in that period who died of COVID than died of road traffic accidents. So if you're under the age of 60 with underlying health conditions, you are statistically more likely to die going about your business on Britain's roads than you are of COVID. Yet we're calling this a pandemic. We're calling this a big issue. We're trying to make something massive of this. And when I say that to people, I then say, and you are being asked to take this so-called vaccination, and the vaccination that you're being asked to take has this incredibly high reaction and mortality rate. So why are you taking it? And all of that makes sense. All of that can be backed up by facts and figures that you can actually find from government sources. You can actually find them in the mainstream media. You can actually pull these figures up. I've produced videos on these. I've cited the evidence. It's all annotated. It's all there for people to look into. And I think that is the best way to win people over. Now, if I was going down the chemtrail route with people, I would find it much more difficult to win people over. I couldn't present facts and information. I couldn't present any form of death toll. I couldn't present any actual cases of poisoning, whereas I can present the tragic cases of people who are now blind. I can present the tragic cases of people who have been told by the doctors that they are going to lose limbs, being told by doctors that they are going to now need a pacemaker, or have got an enlarged heart, or have had a stroke. All of this evidence can be absolutely presented to the public. And that's what we should be doing. We should be presenting solid evidence to the public that is absolutely provable, that is backed up with mainstream sources, and not only is backed up in that way, that you can add the dots up and start to see a pattern forming, because that's how you win people over. If you try to win people over with material which is not backed up, and there's no way of backing it up, and you need repeated leaps of faith in order to join up the dots, you're not going to get vast numbers of people on board. And also, when you're talking about COVID, it's not just about the bogus figures. It's not just about the death rates. It's not just about the threat that vaccinations pose to people that can be proven. It's also about the loss of people's freedom, which is ever present. And it's something that affects a huge number of people. And people are upset about. People are actually concerned about. Normal people are worried about losing their businesses. Normal people are worried about their lives basically being ruined by these unjust and completely disproportionate lockdown restrictions. So what I'm saying is there is a lot of work that can be done with that material. All of it can be backed up, and you're not asking people to accept things that they simply aren't going to accept. And I don't believe that people are going to accept the argument of chemtrails. And even if you could get a certain proportion of people to accept that argument, which I'm sure some people could, I'm sure there are people out there who are persuasive enough to get a certain number of people to accept these arguments, I think if you started to go down that route and you attempted to work from that position, your time would be far, far better spent working on people on other issues. And that's the important point, that we all have limited time in the day. And let's say you're mining for gold. If you know that you're more likely to pull chunks of gold out of the stream at a particular point and less likely to pull lumps of gold out of the stream at another point, where do you go? You go to the point of the stream where you're going to get the most clumps of gold, the biggest clumps of gold, where your time's going to be best spent. So you go panhandling where basically the gold is, where you know the gold is. And your time should be spent in the same way when trying to convince people of a political position. You go out there where the ground is most fertile, where you're most likely to get those gold nuggets. And I think that has got to be time and time again with the COVID issues. Issues are becoming ever present for everybody.
Which is huge, right? And I'm like, right now, I'm trying to decide what I should ask you about next. There are people who talk about like very, very fundamental scientific issues. Whether you're talking about, we're before the show talking about germ theory and terrain theory and this and that, and you have a better background in biology than I do. There's people who talk about, there's not really such a thing as gravity, and they use electric field to describe things. And I don't know, maybe the germ theory thing with the context of COVID, maybe that, you know, that's something that needs to be discussed. But like certain other things, like the gravity, with all the things that are going on now, really, is that what you would want to talk about? Because there's only so many hours in a day. But here's something that I want to
think people who don't believe in gravity should try jumping off buildings.
No, I know. But there's, and I'm probably not doing the theory justice, but still, it's like, really, is with all the things that are going on happening to us right now, do we really need to be going back and trying to overturn Isaac Newton's three century old proven theories, whatever? But here's something else, and this is regarding COVID specifically. So I don't really have the best, aside from genetics, I don't really have a very good biological background. So I don't talk a whole lot personally. I don't talk a whole lot about the specifics of the virus I try to focus on the public policy because I do have a good background in public policy. The all the bad side effects from locking people down, the depression, the alcoholism, the suicide, the crime, everything else. There's a lot of things without getting into the biology. Now, of course, you do have people who have a good background in biology and people who are really even at the very top of the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, who are saying a lot of scary things about the vaccines, or questioning fundamental aspects of the virus itself. So the question is, because sometimes we get callers to RBN or formerly to Stormfront when we were doing Stormfront, who would say there is no virus, point blank. And I'm not in a position personally to argue. People say, well, it's never been isolated, and I'm not in a position to say how important it is whether or not it's been isolated. So that's not a discussion I engage in. But how much do people really need to think about, when they're talking to other people, trying to convince other people, what is the goal? Is the goal to convince people that there's no virus, or is the goal to stop the lockdowns? And also when you're presenting information, it's not as if somebody who doesn't have a degree in biology doesn't have the right to talk about it. But you also have to, think of your listener. That listener who might think, hey, well, you work in a auto repair shop, and the people I see on TV are doctors from hospitals. Who should I listen to? What about those issues?
Well, that's very important. And I think I'm going to start with this. The virus hasn't been isolated. There's no such thing as COVID-19. Well, we do know there is something out there. That's very important. We do know there's something out there. Because although we haven't seen the bodies piling up like we were told they would, I think we all know somebody who's had something wrong with them. Now, I know a few people, not many, but I know a few people who have had symptoms, as have been reported. They've had shortness of breath. They've been very ill. They've reported the symptoms that we are told were caused by COVID. Now, tellingly, I know a lot of people, but I don't know many people have had these symptoms. So what should that tell you? Well, that tells you, for a start, that things have been over-exaggerated. Does it tell you that there's no such thing at all? No. Now, I again think that people are very quick to agree that there's been a massive over-exaggeration. They're probably markedly less quick to accept there's no such thing as COVID at all. Now, we know that the government have told us that there have been zero cases of flu in 2020. Now that, for the average person on the street, sounds insane. For the average Joe, that sounds mad.
Although
that
there sounds are people who will just buy, oh, but it's because we've taken all these precautions with masks and social distancing, which works so well.
I'm not talking about the dribble.
Vaccine, it's COVID, then nobody has to die forever and ever.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the dribblers, Patrick. I'm not talking about the dribbling loons who agree with everything the government say. I'm talking about there are most people. I believe that most people, the vast majority of normal people, would say that that sounds absolutely insane. I think the vast majority of normal people would say that that sounds absolutely insane. That that sounds nonsensical. That that sounds so crazy that they start to doubt the whole narrative. And that's the kind of thing that we should be working towards. We should be working towards people doubting the narrative, because that's what wakes people up. And it's things like that where you can convince people that, okay, there is a virus or there is something out there, but what's out there isn't nearly as deadly as they are making out. And normal people can get down with that. Normal people can understand that, accept that, take that as something that they believe. And I think that's an important point. And the way I address this is I say to people, look, they've over-exaggerated the numbers. They've over-exaggerated the death toll. They've spread this fear to justify bringing in this lockdown. And they've told people that the only way they can get out of the lockdown is if they take this this horrible so-called vaccination, which is doing young people more harm than the virus ever did. Now, I believe approaching it from that angle is far, far more useful to us. I believe approaching it from that angle is far more understandable. And I believe approaching from that angle is far, far more saleable. And that's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to sell this to the public. I'm trying to wake the public up. So I'm going to go in with what I feel will actually be the easiest thing to sell and wake up the largest number of people. And based on my experience with the public, based on my experience with talking to people, those are the things that work. But once I start going to people with COVID hasn't been isolated, there's no such thing, it's a total scam, they start looking at you and they think maybe you're a little mad. Now, maybe there is no such thing as COVID. Maybe there isn't. But
here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
They start looking at you and they think maybe you're a little mad. Now, maybe there is no such thing as COVID. Maybe there isn't. But maybe there is. Can you conclusively prove that there isn't? Probably not. Can you conclusively prove that the numbers have been over-exaggerated? Yes, you can. And that is my position. My position is about conclusively proving things to the public that wakes them up and gets them to join our side. My goal is not to speak to members of the public and start trying to sell them something such as there's no such thing as COVID, and then watching in dismay as they back away and refuse to engage with me any further.
Right.
And I think sometimes people get over-enthusiastic about things that they hear, but unfortunately they then struggle to prove those things to a wider audience. And my fear with COVID is that this is a golden opportunity for nationalism. This is an absolutely golden opportunity. This is an opportunity that doesn't come along particularly often. This is an opportunity that presents us as truth tellers. It presents us as people who stand for freedom. It presents us as people who want to aid the public in gaining their rights and their lives back. And to squander that opportunity, on trying to prove that the virus doesn't exist, or to squander that opportunity in a way that ultimately does very little to help our cause and is very, very hard to actually prove, I think it's playing our cards wrong. And I know that there's going to be a lot of people who listen to this that disapprove of what I'm saying. I know there's going to be people who say, oh, well, sod that, I'm going to carry on saying what I think is true. But we are underfunded, we're undermanned, we are the underdogs, and we need to play our cards as carefully as we possibly can. And I believe we should be playing this in the way that I've stated throughout this show. And I think that will lead to greater gains than trying to prove something that can't be proven to the vast majority of people.
Yeah, what I've been trying to say lately is we need to pick and choose our battles without conceding things we don't want to concede. I mean, so, you know, you can say something like, you know, whatever it is out there seems to not be particularly dangerous to young people or healthy people. You know, you can count your statements without arguing the point. You know, maybe you don't think there's anything out there. But at any rate, we're running up to the end of the show now. So I just want to ask this week, who do you have on the this week? It's not called This Week in the Alt-Right, is it? It's called Patriotic Weekly Review. Who do you have now?
Well, we were hoping to get Lauren Witzke on the show, but unfortunately at the moment she's having a few problems with her banking situation and is a little bit hard to contact. I think obviously she's going through a bad time. People should support her. They should support her right to freedom of speech. I haven't managed to hear back from her. So I am in the next couple of days, if we don't hear back from her, we're going to try and arrange a different guest. But we will have somebody on the show. I'm just not 100% sure of who that somebody is as of yet.
And everybody, they find you is the best way through your BitChute channel. What's the best way to find you?
Yeah, I've got a great video up on my BitChute channel. I told everyone about this on Dr. David Duke Shows on Friday. It's called Jewish Professor Calls Whiteness Parasitic. That's on my BitChute channel. And you can also follow me on Odyssey too, which is a great new content hosting site that does an awful lot to basically make sure that content can't be deplatformed. So if you can find me on Odyssey and BitChute, that would be very, very much appreciated. And also Gab and Telegram too, because I'm deplatformed from all social media.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mark. And keep thinking free. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.